Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. Good evening. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We are so pleased to have you join us each and every week from 5:30 until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Of course, if you're on the West Coast, it's 4:30, and East Coast, it should be 6:30 where you are. And if this is your first time tuning in, we just like to extend a hearty welcome to you. Thank you so much for taking out a little bit of time of your busy schedule to tune in to us. And again, for those of you who are just tuning in, Walking Into a New Life's mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. It is something that we really take a lot of pride in doing, something that we enjoy doing as a way of being able to help those individuals transition from a state of victim to victorious. Again, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. And I just want to start out this broadcast by offering our sincerest of condolences to the families of those who have been victimized in the Orlando shooting. You know, the report, some are saying 49 victims, some are saying 50 individuals who are dead, and then 50 plus that are injured, and some that are listed in grave conditions. You know, it really doesn't matter if it's 49, if it's 50, it's 149, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about the club or what type of club it was. It doesn't matter about the sexual orientation. The fact of the matter is that human lives were lost, and a lot of human lives were lost. So you call it what you want, you label it what you want, but the bottom line is all of these individuals were wounded or killed for senseless reasons, just absolutely senseless, senseless lives lost. So our heartfelt condolences to the families and friends, because people don't realize, and this is something that I want to share as it relates to the Orlando shootings, as well as here in what we do with Walking Into a New Life and so many other organizations. One thing that I try to point out to individuals with domestic violence is that it doesn't just affect the two people that are involved, that man and woman, or the two men or two women, or whatever that intimate partner relationship may be. There are families, there are friends, there are loved ones, there are children, there are people at churches and mosques and jobs, and, you know, just all across, that are affected any time there is abuse. And so the same holds true with this Orlando shooting, that it was more than just those individuals that died or are in critical condition or wounded. There are thousands of lives that are affected, which is a very apparent across your television and your radio and, you know, social media. So very heartfelt. It's very sad, very tragic. I have no words, but I'm hurting. And I hurt just like so many of the rest of us are hurting because, again, it's just senseless and unnecessary. The loss of life is the loss of life. So whether or not the count is off slightly or not, it doesn't take away from the fact that those victims are just that. They're just that. So prayers and condolences to everyone, and even to the shooter's family. Haven't seen all of the responses that he's given in regards to this, but I've heard enough of them to know that he is upset, that he is hurt, that he is outraged, you know, that he is remorseful on behalf of his son. And, you know, we have to take that into account as well. He also lost a child, and I'm sure there's a lot of different emotions that he's feeling right now, knowing that his son is responsible for this tragedy, and that's felt around the nation. So, again, just want to offer condolences to every person who has been affected by this tragedy, and just ask that we hug our loved ones, that we extend some care and check on our loved ones. You never know when their last opportunity is going to come, or yours for that matter. being here in Memphis, Tennessee. I heard the news right before we started this broadcast, and that we are now at our 101st homicide for the year. And that's about twice as many homicides as it was last year. So while I recognize that there's crime everywhere, that there are murders everywhere, when you look at a city this size, the city the size of Memphis, and you compare it to some of these other larger, more metropolitan cities, you don't expect this type of these types of fatalities in these great numbers. Now, I'm a Chicago native, and I know that weekend before last, they had 68 murders there over the course of the weekend, which is just unprecedented, just unheard of. So we're seeing record numbers around the country, and I don't have the answers. I don't know them all. If anyone knew the answers, then we would not see these numbers. But I do think that there are a lot of individual things that we should be doing, we need to be doing, that we need to come to terms with the accountability and responsibility that we have as individuals, and then how that translates into community efforts, whether it's, you know, through law enforcement or just like the name of the show, boots on the ground. We've got to have a lot more of that from people who are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And how do we go about bringing about those changes? But we have to stop turning a blind eye to it. We've got to stop blaming everybody and pointing the fingers. And we've got to start looking at what role do we play and what can we do individually, and then how can we take our individual efforts and bring them together collectively. So those are just some of the things that I wanted to point out and wanted to share on this broadcast. Also wanted to acknowledge Bruce Love, who is our special guest for tonight, or was our special guest for this evening, and learned that he has had a death of his own in his family. So just want to give a shout-out to Brother Love, who we all affectionately know and call him here in Memphis, Tennessee, but Brother Love lost his cousin, Tony, and I want to read the post that he shared about him on June 9th, and he says, "Rest in peace, Cousin Tony. This is the guy who inspired me to ride motorcycles over 30 years ago. He passed today in a crash on President's Island, more like a big brother than a cousin. God bless you, man. God bless you." So we just want to extend our condolences to Bruce Love and his family, and we look forward to having him back on the show at some point. So we're going to get that rescheduled, but I did not want to not air the show tonight. And I could have, you know, posted a replay of one of the past shows. What I'm going to do is encourage those of you who are listening to go back and listen to those past shows. We've had some phenomenal guests on. If you have missed any of the past shows, I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to them. Lots of great information, lots of tangible resources. These individuals have spoken very candidly, very transparently about their experiences. And one of the things that I love most about hosting Boots on the Ground is that it's not just people sharing their stories, because not everybody is a survivor of abuse. Some people are just in this because they themselves may not have been directly affected, but they know individuals that are, or they have expertise in certain areas that can help. So, you know, whether you are a survivor of domestic violence, sexual assault, if human trafficking is your area of interest, if reproductive justice is your area of interest, homelessness, poverty, cancer, we talk about all different types of social issues on this show. And so if you would like to be a guest on the show, please reach out to us at info@wianl.org. Again, that's info@wianl.org. Give us a call at 901-466-6182. Again, that's 901-466-6182. And we are in the process of, in our final stages of revamping our website, so I am really excited about that and being able to unveil some things and show you all, what it is that we are looking to do in the weeks and months ahead with Walking into a New Life. We'll always do some of our signature things, but we're introducing a couple of new things. And so just keep that in mind for future reference. You can always find us, though. The website is wianl.org. Again, it's wianl.org. And our social media sites are up, running, they are in full swing, and we do a lot of interacting on those. So when you go to the website, you can click right directly to Pinterest or LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter and stay connected with us. Sign up for the newsletter so that you can stay abreast of the things that we're doing as well as what our community partners are doing. We've certainly been sharing a lot of information on our Facebook fan page to make sure that people stay in close contact with us and know what's going on, not just within Memphis, but around the country. So those are just some of the points that I wanted to bring out today. Also wanted to let you all know that we are still collecting cell phones. So if you have an old cell phone, we don't care if it's a flip phone or an iPhone 7. It doesn't matter the brand. It doesn't matter make, model. It doesn't matter if the parts are matching or not. So you may have a cord from one charger, from one cell phone and maybe a case for a different cell phone. Doesn't matter. All of these items are being collected, and we're going to send them to Verizon's Hope Line project. That organization actually cleans the cell phones, and they take them and they get them cleaned up, they get them programmed, and then they're distributed to victims and survivors of abuse. So one of the things that we really, really try to hone in on this show is providing people with information and tangible resources. I am very, very adamant about making sure that we don't just make people aware, that we have to follow that awareness with action. And now everybody's action is not going to be the same because everybody doesn't have the same desires. Some people love being out front. They like being on television. They want to be on the radio. They want to be in the news. They don't mind hosting events, participating in panel discussions, those types of things. That's great. Then you've got others who would prefer to march and to lobby. That's okay, too. Others who would like to just send letters and do mail out and be those foot soldiers. Every aspect is needed. It's necessary. It's important. As a lot of us prepare to watch the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers play tonight, those are two teams. And one of the things that I've constantly said, we talk about me and family members and friends, we'll talk about who's a better team, who's a better player, blah, blah, blah. One of the things that I admire so much about Golden State is their ability to recognize everyone's strengths and talents and working together as a team. And I do feel like that is a huge key to their success, that they have a team of people. So you know the big names like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. You hear those big names, Draymond Green. You hear those names. But they also have key players like Livingston and Valdosa and Iguodala. And, there is a cohesiveness, and they recognize that in order to win, they have to play and work together as a team. And so that's what I am soliciting, asking, begging, pleading with all of you within the sound of my voice. Work together as a team. Find out what it is that you're passionate about. If you already know it, then great. Find some other people who share the same passion and work together and find out ways that you can grow and develop that passion into something meaningful, something that's going to be helpful not just to you, but to those that you serve. There's so many ways to do this work, and I think sometimes we get confused and think that because I don't speak the way that someone else speaks, or I don't look the way that someone else looks, or I'm not as eloquent in this area, or that I'm the wrong skin tone. I'm not tall enough. I'm too short. To this, to that, we make up all kinds of excuses and create self-fulfilling prophecies for ourselves. And I just want to challenge everyone who's listening. If you're not the person who's going through domestic violence, then great. Chances are you know someone who is. Chances are you suspect someone is. We see too much of it. And I just want to take these last couple of minutes, because I'm going to wrap this show up a little earlier today. Take a moment or two to share with you some things that you need to look out for and some things to do or not do. First point, and I'm just going to give three or four. If you or someone that you know is going through domestic violence, then make the necessary preparations to leave. And I'm not going to tell you leave right now, go, go, go. I think we put so much pressure on individuals about leaving that we don't prepare individuals on what to do to leave and leave safely. So, of course, if you are in the middle of a situation where you've got to get out right now, then you do so. But if there's a way that you can plan and be strategic in how you leave, then do that. Reach out to a local organization that can help you with a safety plan. Contact us at Walking Into a New Life if you're in the Memphis area, or even if you're not, still contact us, and we can direct you on some places that you can go where you are, some ideas and suggestions based on where you are. And that's a beautiful thing about, you know, social media, that you don't necessarily have to be in the same area as someone else to get services that universally help us all. So if that be the case, come up with a safety plan. You know, we'll be glad to work with you. We are a partner with the Family Safety Center here in Memphis, Tennessee. So I would say, you know, reach out to them. They have navigators there on site who can help with that process. You're looking for counseling. I know so many places that you can go for counseling, whether it's for sexual assault, domestic violence, a combination of the two. Maybe you are needing to relocate, and if that's an option for you and something to consider, you know, there are options for that. But I just want people to leave this broadcast knowing that there are opportunities available for you, that you do not have to stay in the place that you're in. I know that you're told, you know, when you're told directly or indirectly that you need to stay, that you have no choice, that no one loves you, that no one supports you. So many of us have heard that in so many different forms. That is simply not true. There are people who care about you, people that love you, people that support you, people who do care and want to help you. So I just want to challenge you, take that first step. Take that first step and call someone. Let them know that you're in trouble. Let them know what you need to do. Do not announce to your abuser that you're planning to leave. That is the time when we have learned statistically that the fatality rate tends to go up because that aggressor knows they're getting ready to lose their power, that the power is slipping away from them. So it's very important that you not share with your abuser that you're leaving, because we want you to be safe in this transition. And, again, you know, one of two things is going to happen. Either he or she is going to convince you that it's better to stay because they're going to do better, or that is when increased violence tends to occur when that person is leaving. So don't share this information with everyone. Tell one or two key people. Seek out the help and the assistance that you need in order to leave. Again, do not share the information, though, with your abuser. And you be selective about who you talk to, because the more people you tell, the more opportunities that information has to slip out. It may not even be intentional that someone has shared your intentions, but they do it anyway just out of human nature. So just talk. So don't share it with everyone. Also recognize that you're going to go through a series of different emotions. You're going to feel like you did something wrong. You're going to blame yourself. You may find other people who will blame you, people who don't understand, folks who will say that it's not as bad as you think it is. And so you're going to get all those different emotions. You're going to feel some sense of guilt, just a lot of different things that may go on. I'm going to encourage you to seek counseling so that you can process those things, that you can put them in their proper place so that you can heal holistically. I wrote a book. I published it last year, and it's called Restoring the Whole in My Soul. And I spell whole, W-H-O-L-E, because I wanted that book to be reflective of the entire person, the whole person, and what restoration looks like, what rebuilding looks like. So whether or not domestic violence is your issue, one of the things that I like about the book that I wrote is that I tried to make it an easy read no matter what your adversity is. So if you find that you are interested in purchasing that book, please visit my website at joycekyles.com. That's joycekyles.com. Just as simple as that. You can find out everything about me, about the book, and what I do as an extension of walking into a new life. So with that, everyone, I want to just wish you well. I would encourage you to seek out help if you find that you are in a position of needing it, wanting it, or just needing some more information. And not just with the subjects that we discussed here, you know, with DV, sexual assault, human trafficking, reproductive justice, cancer, poverty, homelessness, not just on those issues. I suggest that with everything that is going on in our communities and specifically with what has happened in Orlando, you may be feeling a bit anxious. And I would say to talk about it. You know, that's a human feeling to feel anxious and upset and frustrated about what has happened. If you're human and you're feeling, you have a heart, you have a conscience, it's, you know, it very well may bother you. And I would just say go and talk to someone about it. It certainly has been a challenge for me, and I've not expressed a whole lot of it via social media, but I knew that I would have this show tonight. So I wanted to say, just share something about it here. But anyway, having said all of that, again, please reach out to us at Walking Into a New Life at info@wial.org or give us a call at 901-466-6182. Let us help you to transition from victim to victorious or get that information out to you that will help someone else. And if you have any cell phones, we will be collecting them until this Friday. So do reach out to us. We'll be more than glad to meet you and pick them up if you are in the Memphis, Tennessee area. If you're outside of this area and still want to work with us, we'd be more than happy to connect with you, as we have worked with other organizations on different projects outside of Memphis. Again, the beauty of social media, the beauty of so many different modes of being able to connect with individuals. So you don't have to be in the same city in order to have the same passion and the same cause and be able to work across state, you know, county, state lines, in order to get done what needs to be done in order to help our communities individually and collectively to heal. So with that, I am Joyce Kyle, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. As always, your time given to us is greatly appreciated and is not taken for granted. We look forward to having you join us again on next week. Be blessed.